I mean, the fact of the matter is families are in pieces, communities are in tatters, and these countries are basically on the brink. There are thousands of orphans across these countries. There are people dying of hunger because they can't get out to the farms, and all the other issues with quarantines and whatnot. And yet, Brian, if you watch the coverage coming out of the United States, you would think the U.S. was under siege. You would think that Ebola was just around the corner and was about to be an epidemic in our midst. That is not the case. We know that to be so, thankfully, because there in the United States, where I live, we have a robust public health care system, which I am incredibly thankful for. But the fact of the matter is, my family lives in Sierra Leone. My mother, my brother, my grandmother, and countless other loved ones. I know what is taking place on the ground, and somehow that has been lost in the coverage. That devastation, that suffering is not focused on enough in the U.S. coverage. In the absence of the information, in the absence of news networks doing their part in shining a light at the source of the problem, what would life be like if the country you lived in was locked down for 3 whole days? Think about the United States, locked down and everyone in quarantine for 3 whole days. That happened to my country of Sierra Leone. There was barely any coverage of that moment. To the point of all news is local, we are a globalized world, so the issue of borders and boundaries and distinctions, those are amorphous beings in this age that we live in. So, you know, the problems of Sierra Leone, Guinea and Liberia, we have seen so clearly in the last couple of weeks with the handful of cases that have sprung up in America. We've seen that those problems are our problems. Our problems are their problems. We are all interconnected. So in telling the story, it should be told in an interconnected way.
Aisha, what have you seen on the ground in the countries you've been? Have they turned a corner in this fight against this disease?
Well, you know, I'm in Nigeria right now. I'm in Nigeria, which is a success story in the fight against Ebola. There have been no new cases of Ebola here in over 42 days. That's an immense success story. But Brian, let me tell you, in Sierra Leone and in Guinea, the situation is bad. The situation is still bad. It is present, Ebola, in every district in those communities. And my own mother, you know, to put it in a personal context, is afraid to leave the house right now. You know, my brother is there. Something as simple as getting your hair cut, Brian, that, you know, we take for granted, all of us, making these casual trips to the supermarket to get your hair cut. You know, you have to rethink everything in your life at present if you live in those countries.